You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Getquip.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is what we're learning about the coronavirus crisis, domestic violence, and technology. We're all stuck at home in new ways. We're with our spouses, our children, our parents, our roommates. And many of us, those relationships are all wonderful. But for some of us, it's a trap. Women in particular are trapped with men who are violent or who they can't live with and they can't escape or go outside. It's a whole new scenario and domestic violence incidents are increasing. So how can tech help? Well, people who are in troubled relationships need to reach out and talk to other people. But that can be hard if your spouse knows your password or knows what devices you use or has access to your phone and can read your text messages. So we wrote a story in Wired about all kinds of systems that can help. It's by Emma Ellis and describes, for example, disappearing message systems where you can start a conversation with a domestic violence hotline. And the minute the conversation ends, it will be deleted completely. Do it in an incognito window in a browser and you'll be pretty much untraceable. There are other services you can use. For example, crisis hotlines that are hidden as though they're part of a news site or other ways to communicate. And in fact, one of the important lessons of the story is that if you worry about someone, if you know someone who might be in a tough relationship, you should reach out and you should probably reach out in a secretive way. One way to do that is say you're checking up on coronavirus. So read the guide, send it to anybody you think might need it, and everybody stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.